is the Don and Mike Show.
Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem? I'm Franklin, born with a tooth. From Brockett Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there, and the six cousins, and as well their sisters, and don't forget grandma too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire, and on Wednesdays you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and a window in the back is just plastic, but a good deal at only $48 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. This son of a car better start. I gotta get to the rodeo. Oh, she's running a little rough. And Whitey car, he's a spark plug. Oh, this thing's a piece of shit. It. You can't head out to the rodeo until you got your new cowboy boots and cowboy shirts, can you? No Indian would be caught dead without one. So remember, this week at Penner's Menswear in Brockett, you can get shirts and boots on special half price just for the rodeo. Hats, too, and socks this week.
Penner's is the place.
Banner's Menswear in Brockett.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Shameful Joy Boys. Don and Mike.
Right. And welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Hardinger here, the legendary Joe Hardinger with you for the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. And you do want to listen live at 3, and I'll tell you why. Because Don and Mike made a bet over the weekend with one J-Dubs from the El Jefe show, and he will be in here getting some work done, getting some artwork done on his skin. So be sure to be here at 3. Now, getting into the best of Don and Mike, you'll notice I'm playing Poison. There's always a reason to play Poison, especially on a beautiful Monday afternoon like this. It's Dennis and Mr. 40. Go to the Poison Show. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Joining us now.
A couple of guys who went to see Poison on Friday night.
Two peas in a pod.
Say hello to Mr. 40. Right.
Yo, what's up?
Hey. And Dennis Murphy. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, God. Hey, Mark. How you going? Hey, 40.
What's up, man?
Let me ask you, Mr. 40 first. How was your experience the entire night with Dennis and with Poison?
I don't remember.
Oh, man.
It was. We had a good time.
You said you were nervous about going into the concert. Just wasn't your type of people, 40. Did you find that to be the case?
Well, who do you think was easier to spot, a man with one hand or me?
All right, and Dennis, how would you describe the evening?
Hey, it was a great evening. 40 and I had a great time, and the Nissan Pavilion treated us like gold.
Really? All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it did. The dude, Tom, he hooked it up.
Tom hooked us up.
All right, let me put you guys on hold for a second. And let's get right to the tape.
All right.
Now, I understand that this is a Dennis production.
This is a Dennis Murphy production, so really the cheese stands alone here.
Well, I'll just say this. There's a lot of insightful, how shall I say, like a great preamble to the interview.
How many times is the word beautiful said?
Beyond number.
Really?
But what you need to know is that there was not one technical difficulty until they got on the bus with Brett.
Oh, dear.
With Brett Michaels.
Oh, God.
All right, so you're going to hear Dennis arriving at Nissan Pavilion.
Right.
Going to hear Mr. 40 arrive. Going to hear them get into the show. You're going to hear them sing with Poison.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
They sort of, they're not on stage with Poison. I think they're singing along with music that's piped in before Poison comes on.
What?
None
of this surprises us. We just have to find out the details.
You didn't ask Dennis, is what he was wearing.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis?
Hey, I was wearing white shorts. I was wearing, no shoes with black socks and a cowboy hat. And my hook couldn't fit because I gained a couple of pounds.
What about your shirt? What kind of shirt were you wearing?
I had a blue flower shirt.
Right.
Not even a T-shirt.
Yeah, and those white shorts, Dennis, were they bicycle shorts or were they just shorts?
No, they weren't bicycle shorts.
Yeah. What happened to the bicycle shorts?
Well, I didn't have any.
But you could buy them.
You were going to stop at Modell's or something.
Yeah, you said you were going to stop at a store.
I know, but I had to look, and it took us 2 hours to get to Nissan Pavilion.
All right, we predicted that Dennis would not be wearing the outfit.
You wouldn't know the length of the trip if you stopped at the store before you got there.
True.
All right, hold on, please. All right, let's get right to the tape. Is this real one?
Yeah.
All right, here's Dennis. And Tom, or Dennis, excuse me, and Mr. 40,
yes,
going to see Poison.
Hello, Colin. This is Dennis from Murphy, and I'm in the dining room of the Nissan Pavilion waiting for the group Poison to come out and visit me. When they come out, I will come back on the cable quarter. And also, it took me from the station to Nissan Pavilion, an hour and a half, which is 13 miles. The traffic is unbelievable here.
Unbelievable.
And I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you. Bye. Right now, hey guys, right now I'm sitting at the dining room table, having a Diet Coke, and as soon as the manager comes out, I will get back with you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Get my mic. Okay, I'll see you later. Okay.
What was that? Turning his microphone on when he didn't need to.
Mike, how you doing? This is Dennis back here, and now it's 7:15 Friday evening, and I'm in the Donovan area, and I'm still waiting for the group to show up. Apparently, it got caught in the traffic jam I did when I was getting to Nissan, when I was coming here to Nissan Pavilion. So,
what a mess.
As the group is here, I will get back with you. And I'm still waiting for 40 also.
All right.
So, I'm in the Donovan area. And
we've got that.
No, actually, I got a Coke. So, I'll talk with you in a couple. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just checking in.
Thank you.
Thrilling, riveting.
Hey, Colin, like I was just offered by Tom Niger, I'm here having Cajun chicken, salmon, green beans, and rice. This is pretty good.
So now he's eating.
He's eating. He's getting his dinner.
He's happy.
He's got Cajun chicken and Sam.
I'm going to eat the food and then I'll get back with you.
It's probably the longest break.
Goodbye.
Hey, God and life.
Thank you.
Man, what's up, man? Just getting up in this junk, man. Hey, it was a traffic at the very exit that I had. I mean, a traffic. It was an accident at the very exit that I had to get to. And I left my house at like 5:05. I'm just getting here. What time is it? What time is it?
It's 5:08.
5:08, man. I've been sitting on 66.
Introduce yourself.
Who else would it be, man? It's 40, man. It's 40, Dennis. Man, I drank 2 40s on the way. Just sitting in traffic, man. I hollered at my man Tom. He doing all right. He said he'd give me some brew. I just need some beer, man. The ATM out of service. Dennis talking about he only got $20, man. But nothing's happened so far. Apparently, they caught in traffic also. They caught in the same traffic.
The group Poison.
Yes, we'll get back to y'all in a minute.
Still waiting Clinton to Glenn Michael. We'll get back with you ASAP.
Hi, Dynamite.
Dennis Murphy describing the accident, and I just want to. Could you say that again? It was a what?
It was a fender bender.
A what?
A fender bender.
Sorry, my bad. What the hell is a Gunda Kunda?
What's happening now? 40 is goofing on Dennis. 40 is goofing on Dennis, right, saying fender bender.
Absolutely. Right. Apparently, there's a bit of a traffic issue on Friday.
Fender bender. It was a four-car accident, and it had a 14-mile backup. Look on, man.
I'm here late because I'm a Gunda Kunda.
What did he say?
40.
It was mocking
47
Dennis.
Trouble getting around the way Dennis talks.
Again.
Right, hold on. Hello. Who's next here?
Again, the
minute. Gone, like, how you doing? It's gone. 7 after 8, and we're still waiting for the band Poison to come out to the dining area.
The dining area.
40 is having a... Shorty is having a beer attack, and he's going to find some beer.
A beer attack.
Once he gets some beer, I'll get back with you, and hopefully the band will be out here shortly.
These updates are great.
This is riveting.
Talk to you as soon as possible.
That's great. Hello, Dennis.
Don and Light, we're back.
We
just spoke with Rob, the tour manager, or the band manager, and it looks like we're going to be interviewing after the show. You got anything to say for this?
It don't matter, dog. You're bringing me beer.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah. The tour manager is giving us some beer, and we're going to have a good time listening to Boom Ba Ba. And what other songs?
What's she supposed to act?
Boom Papa?
That's their that's his favorite song. Poison is Bop Bop.
Boom Bop Bop. Unskinny Bob has turned into Boom Papa.
Oh, God. My God.
Did we record the conversation now?
Yeah.
Well, why did you do that?
Okay, hold on.
Sit here.
Hold on. Okay, don't worry. When he comes back, I'm going to have him repeat what he just told us.
Nah, I'm going to tell him like this. I was like, dog, I'm Mr. 40. Okay? That's all. All I want is some beer. Like, yeah, I'll get you some beer.
And 40, you're all getting beer. We all getting beer. So,
I'm bringing yours, dog. You're not getting one. You didn't want any beer. You ain't want no beer.
Oh, come on, 40. I need at least one.
I hate it when Dennis tries to do the theater.
I think this is shtick. Yeah, I was going to say, but isn't this nice?
Oh, come on.
A lot of time what you had was like they're painting the picture, and now they've moved on to the meat of the playlet where they're actually there's interplay here. This
right
is great.
Now, make a check mark.
Let me ask Mr. 40. Mr. 40, what, are you guys putting on some kind of a play for us right now?
What?
Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
Okay, I'll use my money. Okay, when the manager. Who's Rob, the club manager?
Okay.
Thank you. So, Rob, okay, thank you. So, we just got a beer. How do you like a beer?
No, wait a minute. He's
ready to interview the tour manager, and he didn't cut it. Let's ask Dennis what the hell happened.
Dennis, you've got the tour manager there, but you don't speak to him.
You just say thank you, and you like pay attention to your beer. What happened to your microphone? What are you doing?
What happened was the tour manager got a two beers out, and he didn't want to talk to us, and that's why he walked away quickly.
Hold on. Here's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
I was going to say he blew him off. You can hear Dennis say, hey, so-and-so, and he goes, not now. And then Dennis goes, oh, okay, thank you.
Oh, we hear him not
hear
now?
Hear him slightly in the background.
All right,
blow
I didn't hear
off.
That.
Okay.
Huh.
All right. Okay.
Are you going to pass on that one?
Okay.
All right, Dennis got blown off by the tour manager.
I've been blown off some of them times.
Hold on, Blue. I'm
trying to peg what it is, but I can't quite get it because of this damn cappuccino cup.
Okay. Let me sip.
Oh, they're doing a taste test with beer.
Very good. Dennis will say Budweiser.
I don't know.
It tastes like
Michelob,
don't it?
Anheuser-Busch
product. I don't know, dog. I just drank 240s of OE. It all tastes the same right now.
Well, the Ben plan now, Gunnan, like, is we're going to watch the show, and then we're going to interview the band after the show. So what do you want to say as a sign-off, 40?
We forgot to ask him could we get on stage.
Yeah, that's true. We'll ask him.
Like a train wreck. I'm surprised you don't have the train wreck sound effect already.
Here comes. It's got a nice 40 aisle waiting for the show to start, and I swear, 40 knows how to get his beer.
No. Okay, all right.
Was it Dennis's responsibility to ask about getting on stage? Was that his job?
I don't know. Dennis?
Yeah, it was my responsibility. I asked Tom. He said there's no effing way you're getting on stage. I asked the band manager, which couldn't get on stage. We can't have you on stage.
Huh. Was it because it's you?
No! We allow no one on stage. Even radio personalities.
Well, now, see, that's not true because Bret Michaels had
personally
invited Mike and I to come up on stage.
But apparently Rob, the tour manager, did not get the message to him.
Did you ever think it might be you?
Well, okay, I take 50% of the blame.
Did you start drinking heavily?
No, actually, it was more funny than I.
No, no, what I mean was, when I said it might be you, if the guy comes backstage and sees you, big, sweaty you, enjoying your food and having your beer, maybe the guy lies to you and he says...
Breath reeking of Cajun chicken and rot.
We never let anybody up on stage with the band. I mean, do you think if perhaps you would... Let me ask Mr. 40, hold on.
That'd be good.
Mr. 40?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you were representing, I'm sure that you were dressed... You know, at least acceptably. Were you there when the guy said you guys can't go on stage?
I went and asked the dude, after I said that, I went and asked him, and he said that you two would have been able to go. He said they invited Don and Mike to go on stage, but not us. It wasn't going to happen.
All right, gotcha. Well, there is a more lucid answer
there
from,
you go,
from Mr. Right, Ford.
Very good. Right.
Thank you. Dennis?
Why wasn't a lucid answer?
Now, you kind of, like...
Not lucid at all.
Stammered and hemmed and hawed.
Mr. 40 very succinctly said, they said it would be okay for me and Mike, but not for anybody else. But you just said the guy told you that no radio people are allowed on stage.
Okay, I sort of exaggerated. But 40 has the right answer.
Dennis has trouble with the truth.
What?
Hold on, please. You know what we're going to do? We're going to fast forward. We're going to take a break. We're going to fast forward. We're going to fast forward to where Dennis and Mr. 40 interview some guy from, what's the band, Winger?
Yeah, it's not Kip Winger, but it's a guy who's in Winger.
Hey, fantastic.
All right, so we'll hear them interview a guitarist from Winger. Would you guys stop that with Dennis's teeth? And then we will actually listen to Dennis and Mr. 40.
All right.
Singing,
sounds good.
Singing Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Yeah.
And then they actually talk to Bret Michaels?
Yeah, when the tape works.
How much more of the tape is it?
We're at like 8 minutes, and I think it goes to about 25.
So, okay. I'm going to do some editing here, Mike.
Very good.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show.
Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez.
Hey!
Weeknights after Don and Mike. Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
COVED VoIP is business class broadband that truly integrates voice and data. Simplify your network, improve productivity, and save up to 40%. Visit COVEDVoIP.com for details.
Looking for a great gift idea that's perfect for anyone on your list? Give someone in your family over 130 digital channels of news, talk, sports, comedy, and 100% commercial-free music with XM Satellite Radio. The new Delphi XM MiFi is the world's first handheld personal XM-to-go satellite radio. It goes where you go, whether you're in the car, jogging, holiday shopping, or just about anywhere. Or try surprising someone with the new Sky-Fi 2 XM radio. With its built-in wireless FM transmitter, it turns your car stereo, home stereo, alarm clock, or any other FM stereo into an XM radio. Plus, it has the first satellite radio replay and pause feature, so you can play back your favorite song. Or get them the smallest satellite receiver available, the Delphi XM Rode 2. It's a complete XM system for less than $130. So head to stores like Best Buy and Circuit City for the perfect holiday gift. Beyond AM, Beyond FM. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Hardware price may vary by retailer. Activation fee applies.
Unless you're planning on sticking with salad throughout this holiday season, add a Washington Sports Club gym membership to your holiday survival kit. Washington Sports Club makes it easy to beat the holiday bulge with 17 convenient locations and month-to-month membership plans. Visit any location now for special joining rates and a chance to win 3 months of membership and personal training services. Hurry in. Offer ends Tuesday, November 30th. Call 800-301-1231 or visit mysportsclubs.com for the gym near you. Washington Sports Clubs has tons of equipment and programs that work for every body, including Pilates, yoga, personal training, and the Express Line 22-minute workout, the fastest workout in the East. If you have kids, they'll enjoy the supervised playroom while you exercise. Keep your spirits high and your body energized this holiday season. Visit Washington Sports Clubs today for special rates and a chance to win months of membership and personal training. Call 800-301-1231 or visit mysportsclubs.com. Washington Sports Clubs, there's a million reasons to join.
Last year, I went to my brother and sister-in-law's holiday party, like I do every year. My sister-in-law, Darlene, gave me an air kiss.
Mwah.
She looked at my feet.
Those are such cute shoes.
She looked at my neck.
What a fabulous necklace.
Then she looked at my hair.
I love your, shoes.
Now it's this year's holiday party, which is going to be very different, because yesterday...